Governor Tony Evers declared 2025 the year of the kid, and his two-year budget called for more than $300 million in direct spending on school mental health treatment and staffing. Last night, the Joint Finance Committee approved $20 million in one-time funding to expand K-12 mental health programs. Meanwhile, a bill in the legislature calls for a two-year pilot program in two schools in Wisconsin, providing wraparound school-centered mental health services, even through the summer break. Senate author of the bill, Republican Senator Jesse James of Thorpe, joins us with more, and thanks a lot for being here.
Thank you for having me this morning.
Sure. So just on the process of it, provisions and funding of your bill would be tucked into the budget under the Department of Health Services?
That is correct.
And is it in there at this point?
The funding is going to be funded through a budget motion that has been submitted.
So you've said that advocacy for youth mental health is your number one priority. Why the urgency on that?
So, well, it comes from my personal life. It comes from my outside career of this building as a law enforcement officer, as well as what I've seen with and heard from constituents from my district and from across the state. The impacts that we've seen in our mental health, behavioral health crises that our youth have been experiencing across our state have been on the rise, and I've dealt personally with more youth in crisis than I have adults in my law enforcement capacity the last 5 years where I work as a part-time police officer in the village of Cadott. So that raised some concerns for me, and you know, our state does okay when it comes to these crises, whether it's adult or youth, but I think trying to get our youth the services, resources, education, prevention, coping strategies, everything that they need as a youth that they can mature and grow into the young adult life will set them up for success in the future as they continue to reside in our state.
So the school-centered pilot program proposed would provide wraparound mental health services in two schools. What would that look like?
So in two, one would be a urban, semi-urban school, and the other one would be a rural school. You know, the things that happen up in the village of Cadott happen in the city of Milwaukee. And I think the key element to this is the data collecting. There will be a report that will be have to be submitted from whoever were to receive the grant funding for this. And they have to provide a report back. And that's some of the issues that we have in our state is the lack of information sharing. The schools do a good job tracking it, but at the state level, none of that information is shared. So we would have to personally go to each of our school districts to find out what's going on with mental health, how many students are impacted by it, whether it's elementary, middle school, high school. And without that data, it's very hard for us as a legislature to make decisions moving forward. We can just say, yeah, there's a problem, but we just throw money at it with no data reporting or collecting. That's a foolish decision, in my opinion.
And so what would those wraparound services look like?
Well, it's huge. And the key element to this is that the parents are involved. And then also the community buy-in is there as well with the partnerships and collaboration. But the wraparound, it's a year-long process. It's not just during the school year where when the children are in crisis, they're receiving the services and resources available to them. This is a year-long process. It even continues on through the summertime to where those continued treatment options are available to the youth and the family.
So I understand that an agency like Lutheran Social Services could hold the contract to provide the program, and there are estimates there that it would cost about $850,000 over 2 years. In the end of those 2 years, if this proves super successful, how could it be paid for in more schools than two across the state?
Well, that's the good question. I think we're still waiting to see what's happening at the federal level with all the decisions being made there. You know, this is our attempt at the state level to implement something so that we can see the figures, we can get the data. Once we get that kind of reporting done and we as a legislature and the stakeholders are interested in this topic, this issue, we can bring forth further decisions, further funding, further modifications that would need to be taken place. I mean, this is going to be a continued work in progress.
Is there some concern on the part of lawmakers that just a lot of money is thrown at these, you know, at mental health programs, again, without the return of the evidence-based success? Is that kind of what's partly driving the idea here?
100%. So last session, I've had superintendents in my office during budget talks this spring and summer here, to where last session they just funneled out a whole bunch of dollars to our school districts. One school district received $4,000. That's not going to pay for staff. That's not going to, get what that school district may need to provide mental health services to their students. Now, I did share options with them, but for example, that school district, they had a guest speaker come in and talk to the students. So we can do better. And with that funding, they didn't have to report back on what they used that money for. So, and that was every school district in our state. There's something wrong with that. We need to know how our dollars are being spent, the impact that it's having in our schools, especially when it comes to our youth. And that's how we're gonna learn. And hey, what's successful working in this school? Can we look at other schools that have done the same thing and how many schools are doing that? Get the data on how it's improved the children's grades, improved their communication skills, improved their coping strategies. All this stuff is important data that we need as we further advance into the future on how we're going to help provide the best school environment for our children so that they can feel comfortable at school. With when it comes to the mental health crises, I think we're taking some huge steps. A lot of school districts across our nation now are banning cell phones in schools. That's a huge contributing factor to students' mental health. And I would have discussions with anybody on this. And even the students say that as well. Because when I talk to the students in the schools, I ask them about it. Of course, they don't want to see the cell phones removed. But we can do modifications and stuff where there's certain times, like my daughter's school, there are certain times where they had access to their phone. I'm okay with that. So there's things that we can do. It's all about communication, negotiation, and compromise.
So speaking of that, does this pilot have the support of legislative leaders and the governor?
Well, the funding element is always the issue of this session. That's the number one thing, because it's like, well, the money's not in there. How are we going to fund it? This is the political gamesmanship that's played in Madison. We'll get the bill to the floor. The money would be appropriated. I mean, if it passes our Senate and it passes our Assembly, the JFC, I wholeheartedly feel that the funding would be put into the budget to cover this.
Was the figure that I put out there, the $850,000 over 2 years for two schools, the right fiscal note, as it were?
Yes, that's correct.
All right. Well, we leave it there. Senator Jesse James, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me. Have a great day.
You too. Marissa, I have some ideas on what to do with that.